ריבון העולמים ואדוני האדונים, הרחמים והסליחות, מודים אנחנו לפניך, השם אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו, בקידה ושתחרידה שכתבנו תורתך לעבודתך עבודת הקודש, אתה דבר לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה. מה אנו, מה חיינו, אשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה? על כן, אנחנו מפלים תחנוננו לפניך, שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ועוונותינו, ואל יהיו עוונותינו מבדילים בינינו לביניך. כי אני רצון לפניך, אדוני אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו, שתכונן את לבבנו ליראתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, ותפתח לבבנו הערל בסודות תורתך, ויהיה למודלנו זה נחת רוח לפני קצה כבודך, כריח ניחוח, ותאציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו, בכל בחינתנו, ושיתנוצצו ניצוצות עבדיך הקדושים, אשר אדם גילה את הדבריך האלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם ותמימותם, קדושתם, יעמוד לנו לבל נחשל בדברים אלו, וזכותם תאיר עלינו במה שאנו לומדים כמאמר נעים זמירות ישראל, גל עיניי והביט הנפלאות בתורתך. כי אדוני ייתן חוכמה מפיו דעת ותבונה, יהיו לרצון מראה פיו, יגיעו נבי לפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי. אוקיי, let's start, guys. It is בשעה טובה, במזל טוב, with a lot of appreciation for רבי שמעון בר יוחאי. We start tonight תיקוני הזוהר. As we understand, whoever studied תיקוני הזוהר, it's promised to them to connect to the power of miracle of the Creator. So whenever there is a part that you may understand, there is a part that you may not understand. It's matter, of course, to understand that. So that's why you listen to it again. But even by being in the room where we study Tikkuni Zohar, it's changing things that seem chaotic in your life into an order. So just to think like this. But before we start, I'm going to read from the Ramak, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, what he write about Tikkuni Zohar and why is it so important. He write like this, I will first translate it into English. וכשעוסק בחיבור זה, when a person studied תיקוני זוהר, מעוררים כוח נשמות וכוח הצדיקים ההם. Immediately, the righteous people, which is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that been awake when the תיקוני זוהר was written, has been awake with the soul. עם כוח משה רבנו, together with Moses. Moses come to visit to every place that people start to study specifically תיקוני זוהר. Like משה רבנו visit, רבי שמעון בר יוחאי. כי עניין החיבור הזה היה להקדים רפואה למכה. The reason that רבי שמעון בר יוחאי wrote this is to prevent מכה, to prevent chaos, to prevent problem. לעזור לישראל בגלות. Because רבי שמעון saw that the exile is coming after the temple was destroyed. So he had to write a book that if they hold it, study it, touch it, kiss it, it will make them strong enough to make it through the exile. על ידי ייחודים ועניינים הניסים בו כדי להגביר כוח הקדושה. When a person read תיקוני הזוהר, those of you can read Hebrew or Aramaic, even if you don't understand, automatically the power of the angel, the power of the tzaddikim, specifically Moses, come to help you. וכדי שילמדו הדורות לקח בסתרי תורה, שעומד להם במסע מלך ושרים, וידעו לייחד על עורר רחמים, ולנצל משמדות וגזרות. And the תיקוני הזוהר has been designed to save people from חוז ושלום, from bloodshed, from גזרות, from decree, and not to have the wrong people controlling your life. That's what the Ramak opening, the important of Tikkuni Zohar. There is a lot more than that, but I want to jump right into Tikkuni Zohar. So I want to start with that, so we will all have appreciation of what we study, because it's not just the intellectual understanding, it's more like, wow, I'm actually studying Tikkuni Zohar, which Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was in the cave, and I'm going to go into it in a second, to reveal that revelation. So I'm going to go ahead and going to read first Tikkuni Zohar. Those of you who have the Tikkuni Zohar next to you, our Tikkuni Zohar has a special meditation. Just look at that meditation if you don't mind. So this is the meditation that you look at before you study Tikkuni Zohar. This meditation is from Rabbi Isaac Luria, and it's opening your soul, your heart, to connect to the study in the deepest level, okay? So just scan it, look at it, do not say the words if you know Hebrew, please. Do not say the word, no matter what happened. And now, I'm going to read the first few psukim of Tikkuni Zohar to activate Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, and all the tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar. I will read it in Aramaic, soon we will read it in English, and then we're going to go into the understanding of Tikkuni Zohar. Rabbi Shimon, azal le, varak le midbara de lod. והתגנס באחד מערתה, הוא ורבי אלעזר ברא. התרחש, ניסה, נפק לאון חלת חרוב, וחד מעיינה דיימה, דמיה. איכלו מאור חרוב ושתן מאור מיה. והווה אליהו זכור לטוב, עתה לאון בכל יום בת טריז בנה ועולי פלון, ולא ידע אינוש, אינש בו וכו'. בזוהר חדש פרשת תבוא כתוב שם. ודאי יקרא את תיקוני הזוהר. דיינון שבין אנפין לאורייתא, דפריש רבי שמעון בר יוחאי במילת בראשית בסתרי דאורייתא. רבי שמעון אף תחמלין קם משחיתה, פתח, ואמר, והמשכילין יזהירו כזוהר הרקיע, וגומר, והמשכילין אילין רבי שמעון וחבריה, יזהירו כד התכנסו למעבד אי חיבורה, רשותה את האב לון ולאליהו אמון לכל נשמתים תמתפתם, נחת בניהוב לכל מלחיה, בית כסר ובאורך שכל. ועילת על כולה, יעיב רישו לכל שבן קדישין ולכל הוויין, או לכל כינויים, לגאה לו רזין תמירין כל שם בדרגה דילה. ורשודה יעיב לעשר ספירין לגלה לו רזין תמירין, דלה את האב את יעיב רישו לגלאה, לא דעה דעיתה דרה דמלכה משיכה. כזוהר הרקיע דיו כליל כל גוון, זוהר תמיר וגניז. זוהר בעיר בשרקים, זוהר זריק ניצוצים, ומביא כברק לעינים. זוהר זעיר חיבר כסיירה, זוהר זעיר סומקה כמאדים. זוהר מביאיק כליל ירוק הרחמה, זוהר ירוק ככוכב, זוהר כליל חיבר וסומק, זוהר זעיר לכל עיבר, כבעין דמחה בפטיש וזריק שביבין לכל סיטרה, אחי מען זוהר זרין, כמה נשבטין דינון זרין כולו ברקיע. Okay? So we read first the beginning of the Zohar in Aramaic, and now we're going to move to read it slowly, please, in English, so everybody can hear you. Thank you.
Rabbi Shimon selected a way and escaped to the desert of Lod and hid in a cave. He and his son, Rabbi Elazar. A miracle happened. A carob tree grew next to the cave along with a spring of water. They ate from the carob tree and drank from the water. Elijah the prophet, of good memory, came to them twice a day to teach and study with them. No one knew about them. This is called Tikkuni HaZohar. Tikkuni can be understood as correction, establishing a foundation, all are correct. Those Tikkuni Zohar are 70 faces to the Torah that Rabbi Shimon interprets as the Torah's secret of the world, word Bereshit, the first word of the Torah. Rise up, Rabbi Shimon, and open your words before the presence of the Shekhinah. And he opened and said, the people that have the education, that are Rabbi Shimon and his friends, will shine with light like the splendor of upper heaven. They will shine with that light because they came together for this work of the Zohar and were given the permission together with Elijah the prophet and all the souls in the assembly to come down to them and to all the angels, messengers, in concealment and in ways to reveal the knowledge. The reason for all of this is that the Holy Endless Light gave permission to all the holy names of all levels, including the permutation of the four letters name and their related names, to reveal to Rabbi Shimon and his friends the deeper secrets of these names, every name in its level. Also, a permission was given to the ten Sfirot to reveal their inner secrets, which were not given until the generation of the King Mashiach.
Thank you. So first, we have to have like a lot of appreciation when we read the Tikkunim, because as you understand, the revelation of the Tikkuni Zohar will not happen till the time of the Messiah. So we need to understand what we're holding, what we study. We're not just study just another study, another little secret. We're actually study a secret of all, the secret of any book that exists in the world is actually within Tikkuni Zohar. So just to first appreciate it, understand it, and connect to it. So let's start. So as Michel read, so beautiful, we understand that Rabbi Shimon was running away to the Midbar, to the desert of Lod, hiding in a cave, and with his son Rabbi Lazar, they had miracle, carob tree, water, and those of you who have been in that place, that's wonderful. I'm sure that the screen behind me is the screen of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai cave, and Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu the prophet, used to visit them twice a day, and study with them, and nobody even knew that they were there. And it continued, and we call it Tikkuni HaZohar, as we explain it in English. And the idea is, what is exactly Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is doing with the word Bereshit, and with the Torah, and what exactly, what is happening here? And why when somebody studied Tikkuni HaZohar, it promised them that it will correct them. It promised them that that's, by studying this specific study, it's actually correcting your soul, making your life better. Why that? If you look at the way that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed that, he buried himself till his neck, and that's how the revelation of Tikkuni HaZohar happened. For how many years? 13 years, actually. 13 years. Why you bury yourself till the neck? Because those of you who understand the Sefirot, from the neck up, it's called Gimel Rishonot, Keter Chokma Bina, and the body is down. And Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair came to see him when he came out, and he saw that all his body full with holes. And he say, Oy li shereiticha bekach. So woe to me that I saw you like this. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai answered him, he's his father-in-law, that's Rabbi Pinchas. Tov li lecha shereitini bekach, kim lo reitini bekach, lo haiti kach. Good for you that you saw me that way, because if you wouldn't see me that way, I wouldn't reveal what I meant to reveal in this life, which is considered the most important book ever revealed. Why? It's the only book that has only Keter Chochma Bina in it. All the other book in the world has Zayin Tachtonot, as what we call from Chesed till Malchut, meaning they are more revealed, more understood. In the Tikkuni HaZohar, till maybe 3 years ago, there is a lot of push all over the world by all Kabbalists to start reading Tikkuni HaZohar, start scanning it, start touching it, because it's the time right now that through that, we can actually end up the Galut, end up the exile, end up the problem, and come into what it's written in the Tikkuni HaZohar, the end of time when Messiah will come. And he continued. What he did? He took one word from the Torah. Which word from the Torah he took? The first word. What's the first word of the Torah? Bereshit. And he found 70 meaning to one word. 70 meaning to one word. To show us how far we are for even understanding the entire Torah. One word has 70 meaning. Now, he also, through that, brought peace. Because if you're fighting with me about the meaning of something, I'm no longer going to fight with you. Because I'm going to tell you, that's your opinion, and this is my opinion. There is 70 opinion to that opinion, right? I mean, there's 70 opinion on one word. How can I even fight with you that there is actually a different opinion, right? I mean, 70 opinion to one word. So he brought peace this way. Kum Rabbi Shimon, raise Rabbi Shimon, ptach dvarim lifnei Shechina, open your mouth in front of the Shechina, in front of the spiritual aspect of God. Patach v'amar, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he took a verse, v'amaskilim yaziru kezor arakia. And the wise, or the educated, or the smart, maskilim, yaziru, will shine like the splendor of the sky. And this is what we're going to talk about tonight. V'amaskilim, who is those wise, who is this educated, who is those people and the friend? Rabbi Shimon v'achaverim, Rabbi Shimon and the friend. Yaziru, now, if you study Tikkuni HaZohar now, that's been part of our soul, have been there. We are not just happened to be here tonight. Coincidence. First time it's been taught in English and you are here. There is some of our spark. Come from there. The Blin Arad, Zchut. Yaziru, Pirushok in English, Betzul Asat Chibur Zendalam Reshut. What does that mean? That they will shine like the splendor of the sky? Look at the word. Nitnala em reshut. 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 It was permitted to them. They get a permission from above. And it was permitted by Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu is half human, half angel. To fly and teach them. Velekol haneshamot shebi yeshiva. And all the soul that exists in the yeshiva. In heaven, there is schools. The all souls of heaven had to come down and agree that this need to happen. So we are not talking about just another book. We are talking about the book that all the soul in the world has to agree it's time. Well, now when it was written, in the worst time, 2,000 years ago, in the time that the Roman keep killing every human being, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai go to a place called Lud. It's not Lud where the airport is. It's actually a place called Pekin. Pekin is a Druze village, beautiful place. If you've never been there, you should go visit. Pekin, the exact city called, it will sound weird, Bet Jan. It's the house of Jan, not Jian, Jan. Okay, it sounds weird, I know. It sounds like Bet Jan, that's how they call it. It's weird, but it's not Jian, so no connection, okay? Bet Jan is Druze, and that's how they call it, house of Jan. So, Kol HaMalachim, So כל הנשמות בישיבה לרדת אליהם, וכל המלאכים במחוסה ובדרך שכל. And everything come in a certain path. Now, what does that mean? Now we're going to Rav Brandwein. What I'm reading is from Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein. After this, I will jump and read the same thing from the Ramak. So it will take a long time for every verse to make sure we have every angle and aspect of the understanding. פירוש, כי כל קומה שלמה מתחלקת עד החזה, שעד החזה הם אורות מכוסים מחוכמה ונקרא את קסיה, ומחזה ולמטה הם אורות מגולים מחוכמה שנקרא אורך שכל. We need to learn new words. First word is called אורך שכל. The path of the brain, of the path of the mind. אור את קסיה, meaning cover. את קסיה means something that which is cover. The universe, tell us תיקוני הזוהר, is divided till the chest. The upper part of the chest and the lower part of the chest. Try to imagine, I mean, but I don't want you to go to pictures. I want you to go to an understanding of the concept, but not into, oh, so above the chest like this, below, no, not a picture. We're using those terms, but there is a meaning to it. So we will tell you the words, but we ask you to remember the meaning of those words, okay? Whatever, כל קומה שלמה מתחלקת עד החזה, שעד החזה הם אורות מכוסים. Something that revealed till the chest, it's called light which is cover. Now what does mean light which is cover? Mean light, energy that doesn't come into expression. If the light doesn't come into expression, we call it et kasia, cover. Et kasia, cover. ומחזה ולמטה, from chest and below, הם אורות מגולים. Those are revealed light בחוכמה, שזהו נקרא אורך שכל. We have a name for it. It's called the path of the mind, or the path of the brain. ואומר שכל אלו מדרגות שהתגלו כאן לרבי שמעון והחברים, היו קומתם שלמה בעת קסיה וברוח שכל. What happened in תיקוני הזוהר? Both level was revealed. The עת קסיה and אורך שכל. Both of them were revealed. The above the chest and below the chest. And normally either this or either that. תיקוני הזוהר has everything. Say Rav Brandwein, ואין להקשות. We might ask question, we might have difficulty. על זה. הרי האורות המגולים הם לכאורה יותר חשובים. I'm thinking that whatever is revealed need to be more important. If it's revealed, it's got to be important. והיו צריכים להיות למעלה, במחוסים למטה. Why don't you make the revealed from the chest up and the conceal from the chest down? Whatever is above, whatever close to the light, whatever close to the endless, that's it. That's supposed to be the one. אלא זה סוד מה שאנו אומרים בסבירות שבת, במילין סטימין תגלין פתגמים. Those of you who do on סעודה of שבת, when you eat on שבת, on Friday night, usually when you do עתקינו, there is a song called עתקינו. In the עתקינו we say, במילין סטימין תגלין פתגמים. With the concealed words, you will reveal all the sentences. We're saying a lot of words that are written by the Ari. The Ari wrote that song, but we don't exactly listen to what we say. What does that mean? פירוש, אשר כל האורות המגולים, הם המסובבים ותולדה מהמילין דסטימן. Everything which is revealed is only as effect from something which is concealed. Always remember that. Everything which is revealed is always less than something which is concealed. We always, you know, you have to appear. You go to a business meeting, cover yourself. Who's going to talk to you? Who's going to talk to somebody who's covered? Hey, go to the meeting, you have to reveal yourself. Now, in our days, how people reveal themselves, they cover themselves with better clothes. That's how they reveal themselves. It's kind of interesting, right? You cover to reveal a certain aspect of yourself, which means the expression of who you are comes by how you cover. You can cover with the house. You can cover with the car. You can cover with the clothing. You can cover with the type of skin. What else out there to cover? Different covers, right? So what is the cover mean and what is the revealed mean? I don't want you to lose me. I don't wear glasses, so I don't see your expression. ואין במסובב מה שהסיבה לא נותנת לו. Whatever the effect has, the cause has to have. Whatever the effect has, the cause has to have. Are you with me, everybody? Okay. If you feel you're losing me, just raise your hand so I know which direction it's come from. וברוכניות, כל מה שיש במסובב נמצא תמיד בסיבה שלו. In spirituality, whatever you find in the effect has to be in the cause. Now, let me jump to the other book, explain the same section. I love to show you different aspects. But I will wear my glasses because this is the first lecture of Tikkuni Zohar. Are you okay? Everybody's doing okay? You can follow? Okay, Baruch Hashem. So I continue. And the Ramak wants us to know, לפי שכל כוונת רבי שמעון, the meditation of רבי שמעון was, בגילוי סודות שבספר זה, הייתה לתקן השכינה בעולם עשייה. The purpose when we study it, we are fixing the kingdom, the שכינה, the aspect of מלכות in this world, וגם נקרא תיקוני זוהר לשם שהלומד בו מתאר הגוף והנשמה. It's called תיקוני זוהר, because when I study it, you purify the body, and you purify the soul. וסגולתו לקרב את קץ הגאולה. And by study it, you end up the chaos, you end up the problem. So every issue that you have in your life, when you're coming here, think about it. Just think. You don't need to ask anymore. Just think, and the Tikkun Ezer will start fixing it by itself. Just think about it. Whatever you want to fix, think, and let Tikkun Ezer do the work for you. So you continue. I just want to tell you a different thing before we continue. ושאיבתו של רבי שמעון שם היה נמצא גם הראיה מאמנה. When רבי שמעון was doing it, Moses came to visit him. דהיינו נשמת משה, שבא לגלות לו סודות לרבי שמעון. ובזה הודיע כי ספר התיקונים נתחדש ונתקן בעבור תיקון השכינה. So the תיקונים was Moses complete whatever he didn't put in the Torah, he put in the תיקונים. So just to value it a little bit more. And for that reason, the start say to us Rabbi Moshe Kodovero, it's actually what Moses tell Rabbi Shimon. When we say, V'amaskilin yaz'iru kezor harakia, and those wise people will shine like the splendor of the sky, it wasn't Rabbi Shimon talking, it's actually Moshe Rabbeinu who's saying it. And it say, you people will shine like the splendor of the sky. For me, it's very exciting. I mean, I don't know if you're feeling it too. It's so powerful. And it say, why do we call it masculine? Why do you call it wise? Because those people who deal with that, those are the people who are going to resurrect in the end of time when there is Tchiyat Amitim, when there is the resurrection of the dead. Yaziru kezor hakira, matzikei rabim, and he continue to tell us how important is to really study the tikkunim. So I want to make sure it's clear. Ve'eliyahu imahom, shenatan lo reshut liyot imahem, and Eliyahu had to get the permission to go there. It's not that Eliyahu, you know, if he come, you should feel important. The level was so high that Eliyahu has to ask permission from God, can I go be part of it? And all the neshamot from above, and all, even the malach, matat, those of you who know what I'm talking about, everybody want to be in that time. And they said, they begged the Creator, please give us a body so we can go down to be with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Just to let you know what we're dealing with. וכל המלאכים שבאו לשם היו נעלמים ולא ראו אותם. All the angels, billions of angels there, but nobody could see them. But they went, this is the Ramak Pirush. Rambi Moshe Kodavar say, why do we call it Orach Sechel? Why do we call it the path of the brain? Because the way that the angel revealed themselves is through the brain of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. They used the brain of Rabbi Shimon, and when Rabbi Shimon talked, it was actually the angel talking through him. They used his brain. He was so pure that he used his brain to talk. This is unbelievable. והחבריה והזכילו מעצם ברזי תורה כאילו לימדו מרבותיהם. And through that, the knowledge start to come down. And he continue. And all the or and sof, the endless light, because we know before the creation that we know it, everything in our life is finite. Everything is finite. There's no infinite. You have a relationship, it's finite. Nothing is forever. Life, not forever. You know, nothing is forever. It's finite. So can you imagine infinite thing creating finite? The brain cannot grasp it. It's called yesh be'ayin, something from nothing. Finite can be created from infinite, impossible. But it's telling us that the or en sof baruch hu, that finite, infinite light, it was coming with the clothing that, if you remember it, it's good. Please remember it. With the clothing, we call that clothing Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon. If I translate into English, it will be primordial man. But it's not really what it means. It means Adam Kadmon, AK, you can remember AK. Not AK-47 or, you know. Not, Yehiv l'irishu l'kol sh'man kadishin. So all the name of God was revealing himself. Now, what does that mean, the name of God was revealing himself? What is the name of God? Why there is so many name of God? Yudkevavke, Ekeye, 72 name, 42 names, so many names to God. Because the names is how that infinite light come into expression. The expression itself, that's a finite. Once you express something, it's a finite. You put it in a box. What is expression? Box. What is no expression? Infinite. Infinite that come into expression, limited. Something which not come into expression, right, is infinite. So the endless, what is endless? Endless. That's all what we know. It has no end. But we don't know more than that about the endless. Once it's come into Yud Kevavke, Tachi Gametan, or Ekeye, or 72 name of God, this is already limited. It's coming through a limitation only through that. So that infinite revealed itself through the finite that called the name of God, different type of name of God. For example, name Yudke Vavke is 12 combination, those of you know. Okay? Ekeye, another name of God. Or Adonai is 24 combination. And of course, there is so many other combinations that exist. Legalo razin perim italam reshut legalot לרשם חברי הסודות נסתרים. כל שם מדרגה דלה, אנו באותו ספירה שהשם מתייחס אליה. So Rabbi Shimon was able to reveal every level of the infinite through the finite. Now you know what it means when I say above the chest, conceal, below the chest, reveal. Both system, Rabbi Shimon was able to reveal through this book. וזה שנאמר, רשותה יאיב לעשר ספרים לגלה אלון רזין פרים. האין סוף ברוך הוא נתן ראשון להיו ספירות לגלות לו סודות נסתרים. שלא ניתן רשות לגלותם. כי בדורות האחרונים סמוך ליד ביאת המשיח הוא שמחה גדולה. In the end of time, some of us suffer and we know about it. Some of us suffer and we don't know about it. Sometimes you get used to the suffer. How do you know if you suffer? And what is the Gemara, the Talmud calls suffering? The Gemara said suffering is when you reach out to your pocket to look for a quarter and you find a dime. That's considered the minimum level of suffering. The minimum. Of course, there is suffering as stages, as many, many levels of suffering. So it's written here that in the time of the Messiah, as not the time of the Messiah, before the time of the Messiah, it will be simcha gdola. It will be a great happiness. It seems like God is in a bad mood and he will be in a good mood. But of course, that's not what it means. It means that because, as it's written here, כי בדורות האחרונים סמוך לביאת המשיח, just before, the Messiah will come. And again, when we talk about Messiah, we're not just talking about physical person riding on a donkey, because we are talking about revelation of all things that was not clear to you. So if you're going through some tough time right now, and it's not clear to you why you're going through that tough time, you suffer. Not knowing why you're going through something, you suffer. There is a lot of aspect in your life, I'm sure, that it's not fair. Just not fair. Whatever you go through, it's just not fair. Some people it's money, some people it's health, chas v'shalom. Some people, it's relationship. Everybody has some conceal, something that conceal from their eyes. They can't see why. So if you will know why, and you will know how to solve it, you will be a very happy person. כי בדורות האחרונים סמוך לביאת המשיח, ושמחה גדולה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. It will be a great happiness in front of God. Why? כשמתגלים סודות התורה שבסוכם יבוא משיח צדקנו. Only when the revelation of the secret of the Torah is out, there is a chance for the Messiah to come. Why? Is the Messiah concealed now? Yes. Is the Torah as concealment site? Yes. What do we call the concealment part of the Torah? Sitre Torah. We know Kabbalah is divided to two. Ta'amea Torah and Sitre Torah. Ta'amea Torah is the meaning of Kabbalah, the meaning of the Zohar. That's called Ta'amea Torah. It's wonderful. Sitre Torah is a secret. Like what we studied before at 7, you know, Telemonas of a Nation. And what we study now, it's called Sitre Torah. When we study more of that, we give a chance for something which is concealed in the universe also to appear, which is the Messiah. Now you know what we're doing. We're not just studying. We are actually unveiling. You know, we are revealing. We're removing the cover. We're removing the shell. And more people will study it, hopefully, with Zerat Hashem, more there is a chance for that to happen. That's why this study is super important for people to study. As many as possible. Those of you who get something out of it and take even one verse and teach it to another people, send it to them. Today with the social media is the easiest thing. Say, I study Tikkun HaZohar, that verse today. Okay, that's good enough. You already have a chance to bring the Messiah closer. Doesn't matter who's reading it. You put it out there, one line. Put line. Tikkun HaZohar say this. You already have a chance. So if you have many followers, wow, it's already 20,000 people read it. So the mind changed. Don't worry if they understand it or not. Just by saying that, that already influenced that area where they live. I mean, the universe is affecting in such a negative way that happens so quickly. But it's also worked the other way around. Social media worked both ways. It worked negative. It worked positive. You know, whatever you put out there, I read Rabbi Shimon say da-da-da, boom, what do you think about it? Like it, hate it, who cares? They've already been affected. And then you have infected and affected. You have disease and you have good. For that reason, Tikkun HaZohar, just by them even taking a picture of the words and put it on social media and they even look at it, it's already affecting their soul. Because what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did by burying himself in the ground till Zayin Tachtonot, only the lower seven, is that whoever touches it, whoever looks at it, whoever do something with it, things start working automatically. That's how powerful it is. Of course, if you study it, even more. Of course, if you understand it, wow, that's totally taking it to another level. Again, when you look at this Zohar, this is a collection of a lot of Chachamim, a lot of sages that studied. One of them is the most famous Kabbalist of the new time, is the Gaon Mevilna, the Vilna Gaon. I don't know if you know the Vilna Gaon. It's come from a city somewhere in Russia, in Lutvak. Lutvak, that's the city. And he known to be a person who wrote 80 books on Kabbalah. And his name is Rabbi Eliyahu Pinchas of Vilna. He wrote many, many books. And he was known and famous for not wasting any second on anything, which is not important. So when he writes something here, always take it super seriously. And if the Ramak, Rabbi Moshe Kodovero, who was just before Rabbi Isaac Luria, is there too. Rabbi Eliyahu Devidash, the rabbi from Hebron. We're talking about collection of all of them, writing what they think about each section. And all of them are very careful. They all say, and I would like to say too, whatever I'm teaching you tonight, and if there is some mistake in the words or my choices or how I present things, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for when we meet in the upper world too, if I did a mistake to guide you in the wrong way while I'm teaching it. Because that sometimes happens. So I should apologize before. It might happen. That's why I did the pray before. Because teaching that is a thousand aspects. And Tikkun HaZohar mitchadesh kol laila. Every night, the meaning of Tikkun HaZohar changes. Every night. So in heaven, they study it too. So it keeps replacing layers. It's endless layers to understand it. So what we understand tonight, next week is a different study. And then, so I'm not in that level to know everything that's going on. You know, so you need to know what you're dealing with. You're not dealing with just book. It's a book, yes. But once you get into it, the layers shift and change. You change, the layer change. It's endless meaning to it. Just have endless meaning. That's what they did here. He removed from Chesed to Malchut everything, and he only studied from Keter Chochma Binah. Keter Chochma Binah has no end. It's endless and it's infinite. So for that reason, it's infinite understanding. All right. So today, I'm going to first say what the Gaon Mevilna said, then we're going to back to the chest, okay? Because I'm taking you away from here, back here, and then go back here. That's what we're doing. And I'm sorry if it's split, but it's a very important way how to study it because you want to see different aspects. It's almost when you study Talmud, if you ever did, it gives you different commentary. That's what we're doing. All right. Patach Rabbi Shimon v'amar. V'maskalim yaziru kezor harakia. That's the Gaon Mevilna now. Rabbi Shimon said that the wise will shine like the splendor of the sky. רצה לומר, אחרי שניתנה רשות לחבר את ספר התיקונים, פתח רבי שמעון לדורש על הפסוק כזוהר הרקיע, שנדרש על החסדים הנקרא עם אור וזוהר. Tell us the Gaon Mevilna, that we call the חסדים, the mercy. Those of you who study with me for a long time, know that there is two types of light that appear. There's many types of light, but the major one is called אור דה חוכמה and אור דה חסדים. Or the Chokmah is the essence of the infinite light. And all the Chassadim is Malbish. Example, if you look at electricity, the copper is basically Or the Chassadim that bring to expression the Or the Chumah, which is the electricity. So the electricity is the main thing why we use copper. But without the copper, you cannot move the electricity from one place to another because electricity is not physical. If you think about electricity, it's kind of electricity, it's energy. But to pass energy from one place to another, you have to use, it's called molich, you have to use like a physical item to move it from one to another. Also, it's happening in the infinite world. In the infinite world, you need, if you want to move the infinite light, you need something malbish. You need the clothing to pass the light from one place to another. Or if you want a simple explanation, if you want to reveal yourself to the public, you have to get dressed. Why you get dressed? To cover yourself so you can reveal yourself. It's kind of a weird thing. The only way you can reveal yourself is by covering yourself. Paradox. Give you another example so you can think about it too. If you want to reveal the full expression of a seed, of an apple, what do? You cover it in the ground. You cover it in the ground, now the seed comes into a full expression. The seed cannot come to a full expression if you don't cover it. Because the next level of everything can only come if you cover it. Talking about us, now that's the last example. And again, use any example you want to understand it. A lot of time we feel that the way to reveal myself is by revealing myself. If you're capable to cover part of yourself, you will reveal the most of yourself. A lot of time, you know, when you teach, part of it is not to reveal everything. It's to think about one thing that you're not going to reveal, but to think about it. That part will stay within the listener for the rest of their life. That's a secret. You know, I'm teaching you now a secret. Let's say if you're going to do pitch or presentation, reveal, let's say 80%, but 20% keep in your mind, in your heart. The people will live with the 20% that you didn't reveal. Because the 80% was just the carrier. That's a word, carrier, for the 20%. Those are just words, an expression. But it's the cover, whatever you cover, the etkasia, that's the main thing. I know it doesn't make sense to you because we're living in a physical world, and a physical world is all about revealing something. I want to reveal. Everyone want to reveal. Everyone will be appreciated. We're all looking for approval. What are we looking for approval for? For what we revealed. Nobody wants approval for what it's covered. So the problem that people are going in their life is usually the cover part because they don't see. But within that, that's a secret. And he continue. They go on Mevinna. So he'd say, הנמצאים ביסוד התבונה מתלבש בדעת איזה רמפין, הגיב בני נעים, דיוק כללי לכל גוון כי החסדים, כל אחד ואחד הוא גוון והנהגה בפני עצמו. זה חסד, זה חסד, זה חסד גבורה כיוצא. If you know the ספירות, every ספירה is revealing itself. Now what is the word ספירה? ספירה comes from the word sapphire. Sapphire, you know, like a beautiful stone, I think it's blue. When it's shining in different light, right? But there's also ספירה comes from the word ספר. Sfar in Hebrew means border. So how do you want to create the border for the light? So the way the Sfira revealed and expressed the endless light in a finite way. אבל הדעת שבו, כל החסדים כולל כל הגוונים, ואחר שעודים כל החסדים, ביסוד זה רמפין, it's a little bit complicated name, those of you not familiar with that name. The Sfira of Dat, you need to remember that, it's nothing to do with study, it's just memory, it's just a language. Da'at is divided to five chassadim. There is five chassadim in da'at. For that reason, the ego, Pharaoh, always want to attack the da'at. For that reason, on Passover, we put the neck, burning neck, on a plate. Why are you putting a burning neck? Because that's the neck, that's the da'at. The da'at holding the neck. Where is Pharaoh try to attack? The neck. What is Pharaoh in a reverse word? Oref. Oref means the back of the neck. So in da'at is the bridge between what? The upper three, Sfirot, and lower seven. That's why the ego and everything want to capture in the Da'at. What is Ga'ava? Ge'evav Kei. If you know the name of God, touch your garment. Then Yud Kei Vav Kei. Vav Kei is connected to the lower seven. Yud Kei is connected to the upper three. Yud Kei, Yud, right? Yud, the Kotzor Shel Yud, Yud Ve'ei is Chokhmah Bina. The tip of the Yud is Keter. Vav is the six sefirot, and A is malchut. So what is the klipa want to do? Ga'ava, ge'e vavkei. The klipa want the vavkei to be the boss. That's what the klipa want. For that reason, when somebody has ego, you know already, is caught by the klipa. Gone. It's not that he's rude. Not rude to have ego. That's not the problem. Many people, I see that in spiritual or in religion, people judge somebody for have ego. That's not the problem of the ego. The ego is not about manners. If you judge somebody to have ego because he has no manners, you don't have manners for doing that. You have ego. But the ego is the klipa is using you to go to that and from that to go up to Keter Chumah Binah, the bridge. And for that reason, Pharaoh said, who is God that I will listen to him? When Pharaoh said, because Pharaoh didn't know God, he know God only from the back of the neck. And if you say, Mi Elohim, Asher Eshma B'Kulo, who is God that will listen to him? Mi is the last two letters of the word Elohim, right? Elohim. It ends up with Im. So Mi is Mem Yud, going backward. You see that or no? Mi Elohim, you see? So if, next time I should have a board. Aleph, Lamed, A, Yud, Mem. If you go backward, what do you get? Mi. Mi, U. Mi mean U, W-H-O. But it's also the back side of Elohim, because he was the back of the neck. So I don't know Elohim, I know only the back. For me, Elohim, going this way. You understand? There's a lot of secrets, but I don't want to blow your mind tonight, because it's the beginning. I want you to come back eventually. Otherwise, I have to do it in front of the camera alone. So the dat is a chasadim, okay? A gvurot as well. Misham olim mitpashtim agdilim kol gufa de zerampin ad haketer. Zohar tamir v'ganiz. So now he's giving different name to the Zohar, and for that we have to go to Rav Brandwein again. All right. Going back to where we stopped with Rav Brandwein, remember, et kasya ve'et galya. So, Rav Brandwein. So we understand that there is from the chest up. What is the chest up? Let me test you. Is it Galia or it Kasia? What is below the chest? What do we call it? Orach Sechel, the part of the brain. With the Gra, look at the part of the brain as the angels talking to the brain of Rabbi Shimon. So don't get confused. There is many explanations. Just Rav Brandwein put it in a certain way because Rav Ashlag never get a chance to do it. And Rav Brandwein died in the middle of trying to put it into the Sulam. And a lot of people are trying that. The complete one is actually in Matok Midvash, which is sweet than honey. That's the name of the commentary. And somebody by the name of Daniel Prish did it. And people were shocked when he took all these years to do it. There is work being done right now to do it all in English. It's coming soon. I'm super excited about it. Super excited. And super excited to do this study as well, because it's never been real study before, and hopefully in the middle of it will stop, but not because somebody Chas v'Shalom gets sick or die. It will stop because the Messiah will come. Hey, you did a good job. No more chaos. That's what we want to help that happen. So now he will explain to us names again. Remember, names are important. It's written like this. בעניין התחלקות אבא ואימא וישראל סבא ותבונה. I'm giving you more names now, so don't lose me. Please don't lose me. Follow this study for the rest of your life. We need to understand the difference between אבא ואימא, father and mother. I'm not talking about your father and mother. I'm talking about different levels of understanding. וישראל סבא ותבונה. Israel סבא is one level, and תבונה is another level. Guys, it's only name, so don't get confused. You need to know the meaning of the name. And that's what we're doing now. Asher Abba ve'ima em orot mechusim. V'Yisrael Saba u'tvuna em orot megulim. When we say Abba ve'ima, we are talking about et kasya. We're talking about unrevealed light. It's covered from the chest up. When we talk about Israel Saba u'tvuna, it's two level, by the way. Israel Saba and Tvuna. You have to remember, it's two names. Like there's Abba and Ima. On the revealed one, there is Israel Saba, and then Tvuna. Somebody got to help me with the name to write it on a board next time. Maybe we should get a big board. I don't know where to put it. But we have to write those things, so it will stay with you. Once you write it, it will stay with you. So Israel Saba and Tvuna, Michazel Lemata, De Arich Anpin. We just studied today about Arich Anpin. So, whatever we say, Israel Saba Utvuna, we are talking about something which is below the chest. Okay? Don't lose yourself when you study it because of the name. Don't go there. Don't say, oh my God, I cannot remember the name, so how can I understand it? You are studying new words. Those are new words. This is understanding of the new words and the new words. When you study Kabbalah or Tikkuni Zohar, there's two things, memorize and understanding. Two levels of study. Memory is memory of words. Understanding is practicing it again. Listen to this tape again and again for the rest of your life. 7, 8 times, non-stop. You drive, listen to it. Don't ever stop. Listen to it. It goes like this. Va'ilah lakol, ayinu en sof. Natan reshut lekol ha-shemot ha-kidushim bechlal, lekol ha-shemot ha-vayot, lekol ha-shemot ha-kinuim, lekolot lahem sadot nistarim. Like we say before, the en sof permitted, give a permission for all the name, for all the avayot, for all the tachagamatans, for all the ekeyeh, for all the Adonai, for all the 72 name, to reveal the secret, kol shem ba-madriga shelo, every name in the name level. ונתן רשות לעשר הספירות, and give permission for the 10 ספירות, to reveal those secrets, אשר לא ניתנה רשות לגלות אותם סודות, אשר יבוא דורו של המשיח. And those secrets cannot be revealed till the time of the Messiah. Now, כזוהר הרקיע, let's understand the word like a splendor of the sky. Or רקיע might be translated different than sky. What is the firmament? What is it? Firmament. יזירו כזוהר הרקיע שהוא כולל כל הצבעים. What does that mean? That it will shine like the firmament, it will shine like so beautiful. It's not never physical. But he says it includes all the color. Zohar, Satur, Veganuz. Now he's saying different words of Zohar. You have to listen to all of them. Zohar, Satur, Veganuz. One Zohar, by the way, Zohar means shining. Okay? Zohar, Satur, Veganuz. One shining which is concealed and secretly. Zohar Ba'ir Vashchakim. Zohar that shine in heaven. Zohar Zorek Nitzotzot. One Zohar that throw spark. Umavi'ik Kebarak La'enayim. And shine so beautiful to the eyes. Zohar Mazir Betzeva Lavan Kelvana. One splendor, one shining that shine like the moon. Zohar Mazir Betzeva Adom Kema'adim. One shining that shine like the red of Mars. Zohar המבעיק בערה כלולה שהיא ירוקה כחמה. Shining that shine like the sun, which is green. Zohar, and of course you ask, is the sun green? But of course, once you study about the Sefirot, you understand what it means. Zohar ירוק ככוכב. Shining which is green like the star, or כוכב also means Mercury. Zohar כולל לבן ואדום. Shining, which include white and red. That, I know it sounds like physical, but it's not. Zohar המזהיר לכל צד. Zohar that shine to every side. כמי שמכה בפטיש. Like somebody who hit with a hammer. וזורק שביבי אור לכל צד. And when you hit with a hammer on a metal, those of you ever work with your head, you know, there's spark flying everywhere. ביאור הדברים. So far, it was the Zohar. Now, let's see what the meaning of it. הזוהר בא להורות לנו, כאן בהקדמה, מקורם של כל הגילויים. We need to understand all the revelation. So every time we say זוהר, is a different type of revelation. אשר בא לבאר את תורתנו הקדושה. עד אחד מגיעים. ובזה יתבאר גם כן שם קריאת הספר ושם ספר הזוהר. Now you understand and you will understand, say to us, Rav Brandwein and the Zohar, why do we call it the book of the Zohar? Why we call it the book of the splendor? Because within the book of the splendor, within the book of the Zohar, there is different revelation of all type of Zohar. ולא בשם ספר האור. Why do we don't call it the book of light? We should call it the ספר האור. It doesn't call ספר האור, it's called ספר הזוהר. ספר הזוהר. It's called the book of the splendor. וכל זה נדע על ידי פירוש הכתוב. And now we will understand it, say, to us, Rav Brandwein. והמשכילים יזהירו כזוהר הרקיע, אשר זוהר הרקיע פירושו הארת גר, המתגלה לשיתוף דמידת הרחמים בידת דין. What does that mean? That the splendor of the firmament will be revealing itself. It means that it will reveal the gar. You have to learn to use the word gar. Gar means gimel rishonot. Or keter chokma bina. You can either call it a gar or the first three or the upper three, or Keter Chuma Bina. Different name to the same thing. Okay? Gar. The reason we call it Gar, because it's initial for Gimel Rishonot. Gar, Gimel Rishonot, the first three. So it say, what does that mean? Shituf midat harachamim bemidat hadin. There is a complete include of the merciful attribute with the judgment attribute. Need to understand it. מה שאמרו חזל, בתחילה עלה במחשבה לברות העולם במידת הדין, in the beginning, tell us the sages, that God want to create the world with the attribute of judgment, שהכוונה היא על מלכות דקטר דאדם קדמון, which is a code, you don't have to remember that part, is the מלכות of קטר, the מלכות of קטר, of אדם קדמון, you don't have to remember, of the primordial man, שבזווגה יצאו פרצופי אדם קדמון, that from everything that happened in אדם קדמון is split. So you almost open it, and every one of them can open too. So it's endless things happening in אדם קדמון, in primordial man. שהיא בחינת מידת הדין, ראה שאין העולם מתקיים, הקדים מידת הרחמים שתפעלה מידת הדין. The Talmud is teaching us that in the beginning God wanted to create the world only with the attribute of judgment. And when he saw that it cannot exist, he created במידת הרחמים. Now, it doesn't make sense. I mean, you want to tell me God changed his mind? It's a joke. So, it cannot be that meaning. We need to understand the deeper meaning of it. God did not just wake up in the morning and said, let me think. I think I'm going to create the world. How? Judgment attribute. You know what? God is not Gemini. It doesn't change his mind. So there is a meaning to it. There is a secret meaning to it. All right? ראה שאין קיום לעולמות אלא מידת הדין, שהיא מלכות למידת הרחמים. What God did, how he created the world, he took the מלכות, which is judgment, and he elevated the מלכות to the mercy level. What is mercy? Bina. Bina. So when מלכות go up to Bina, it's called רחמים. Mercy. When you want to change your life, you want to change yourself, you do Tshuva on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, what exactly are you doing? You did something wrong. You want to tell me just by going Rosh Hashanah and Ir Shofar and eat some apple with honey, everything is going to go away? You did it. You did bad thing. You can't change it. Chatanu, you eat your heart, Shofar, you take some horn from an animal, some apple with honey, 48 hours, did it. What is that? That's technology. You have to understand technology. What does that mean when you did something wrong? When you did something wrong, cause and effect. Now, between cause and effect, you plant the seed, you're going to have an apple. You did something bad, you're going to have the wrong apple. Now, what does that mean that you have an opportunity to change it, to do tshuva? Maze, what is that? You know, you go to every synagogue, say, do tshuva, everything's going to go. But what does that mean? It means that you take that action you did, you elevate it to a place called Bina, B-I-N-A, before there is time existent. And what happened in Bina? Bina has no judgment. Judgment not exist in Bina. It does not exist. So when you elevate judgment, which is, in a way, illusion, I mean, it's very, very difficult to explain it, to express it, and to even understand it. So don't blame yourself if you don't understand what I'm saying. It's usually the teacher's fault if the student don't understand, not the student's fault. You have to understand. Every time you don't understand something that I say, and it seems like it's for me, it's easy, it's because I don't explain it right. It's not because you don't understand it right. Never judge yourself when it comes to Tikkuni Azot that you don't understand me. It's I'm not explaining it correct enough for you to understand, okay? So if one of you losing me, it's because I'm not explaining it yet in the best way. So again, let me explain it again. If you look at the big picture of the universe, every bad thing you did, is it part of the universe? It is. Let me put the glass. You say no, it is. There's no, because it exists. If it were not part, how did you do it? You think you can create something bad? You are God now? You think you can create bad? It's a joke. You can create bad. You? You? Really? So the creator moved and said, I'm not seeing it. That, what, and what is bad? We need to define bad. What is bad? Either something come before the time, you shouldn't do it now, you kill somebody, Chas v'Shalom. Is that person supposed to die? Of course. You're not supposed to kill him, but that's a person supposed to die in the same second you killed him. You stole money from somebody. Is that person supposed to lose that money? Of course. But you're not supposed to steal it. Everything that come in life, everything come into life, everything come into life, you're not creating it. You can prevent yourself from doing bad thing or initiate yourself to do good thing. Right? But it's very confusing because when you become like spiritual or religious, you think actually that you are God. You're actually me. I just did a bad thing. You did a bad thing. It's almost like the Muppet Show. The what is the name? The frog. Kermit said, I said something smart. I said, smart. Look at this. That's it. What do you think? It's like the brush of Leonardo da Vinci. Say, nice picture, huh? The brush, start talking. We are a fork, we are a knife, we are an instrument. Instrument. Recognize that you are an instrument, that by itself already you're doing well. Recognize that you are an instrument, you're already doing perfect. Perfect. Not recognize your instrument, it means separate yourself from the infinite. And you think, oh, I did bad, I did good. Did bad is ego too. What do you think? It's not ego. I did bad. How dare you say I did? You did bad. You were used to do bad. They took you to do a bad thing. You have to beg the Creator every day, please. What do you say in the tefillah? Look at your siddur. Atzileni meshachen ra, yetzer ra. That's what you say every morning. I'm begging you, God, please, can you use me for something good? Yeah, I'm here. You use me. Use me. I'm really would be appreciated to do a good picture. Don't use me for bad picture. I'm here. But the universe, if you look at it, it's a circle of life, right? Those of you who follow Lion King, you know, a circle of life. So if you see a lion attack zebra, you know those, sometimes you have those video online that you see this poor zebra, eight lion, well, I'm upset about it. But there's a cycle of life. We get angry because right for wrong for us is not what right or wrong is. There's no right or wrong. In the upper universe, you think there is right or wrong? Right or wrong never come to expression in the endless world. It don't exist. It don't exist good and bad. Good and bad came after the snake introduced us to good and bad to the tree of knowledge that called tree of knowledge good and bad. Etz Hadaat Tov V'Ra. But before that, it was no good and bad. No good and bad. It was nothing. It was no black and white. It was all the same. Sour, sweet, bitter, all the same. So it's written that God want to create it, everything. Mimidat adin. Rashi, en ha'olam mitkayem. The world cannot be exist. Ikdim midat ha'rachamim v'shitfa limidat adin. He took the mercy and combined it with the judgment. For us, it means that he elevate malchut to bina. Elevate malchut to bina. Asher al-idei itchabutan shal bet ha'nekudot yachad ne'asa tikun ha'parsa. And we call that combination Tikkun ha'parsa. Parsa means horseshoe. Horseshoe. The reason we call it horseshoe, because if you look at it, if Bina is here, so it's going up to Bina and come down differently. Okay, so horseshoe. Okay, horseshoe. For that, where do you have horseshoe in your body? Here. Right? Above the diaphragm. What is the organ above? The organ above are not dealing with physicality. What is the organ below dealing with? Only physicality. Physical organ and non-physical organ. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Okay. Less physical. Maybe I should call it less physical. So your body also has the parsa, the horseshoe. Okay. I don't know where Sfaradim came up with the idea that to put horseshoe in your door bring you mazal. Don't know where it's come from. I mean, the only thing I know from my grandfather was Kabbalist, the one that helped really in the front of the door is to take seed from a carob tree. That's what my grandfather used to teach me. I don't do it. Just by talking about it, I remember what he used to tell me. So you take seed from carob, and you put them together in a string and put it in front of your door, and it's against all kind of thing which you don't want to visit you. So it say הפרסה נקרא רקיע מבדיל בין מים עליונים למים תחתונים. So when it's written in Bereshit and Genesis and God put something to divide from the upper water to the lower water, please read Genesis tonight. When it say and Bereshit ברא אלוקים את השמיים ואת הארץ, God created heaven and earth, והשמיים היו, you know the old verses, and הפריד בין מים למים. God separate between water to water, upper water and lower water. הפרסה שבגבי מאוד דברנה שמבדילה בין אברי החיות, שהם הריאה והלב. So it's the same, like and I'm sorry from Rav Brandon, he say it, I should wait for him to say it, and I say it before, and I shouldn't say it, I should wait, it's actually there. So אברי החיות שהם הריאה והלב, the lungs and the heart, ובין המאיים שהם אברי המזון. You see it in your own body, that the body is divided to the lungs and the heart above, ואברי המזון and the food is under that. מלחסונה מהחזד נגד הטבור. ופרסו זו נעשתם בפרצוף שני דסג דאק, and this is happening in פרצוף. פרצוף is mean מכלול, eternity, what do you call it? Huh? Entirety, פרצוף mean entirety, הנקרא נקודות דסג עולם הנקודים. Debbie want me to stop and I think she's right. So just get the idea, and you'll have to struggle with that, the point of how can that be that everything that happened meant to happen, so where is your free will? It's a very difficult question that the Rambam, Maimonides, asking Moreh Nevuchim, if actually there is a free will. And in the end of the book of Moreh Nevuchim, he writes that there is and there isn't. From the light point of view, there isn't. From our point of view, there is a feeling like there is. So it's a concept that it's not easy to swallow. The concept of midat adin ve midat rachamim. But I want to leave you with that in Binah, in the level of Binah, there is no time. When you do tshuva, the only thing you're getting is time. The difference between judgment is no time and mercy, there is time. So what is time? Is time exist? No, time really not exist in the endless. Time not exists in Bina. But it gives you a chance almost to get out of the bubble, fix whatever you need to fix, and then bring it back to the system. So it's almost, try to think about electric, what do you call those green thing that is electric tablet? Or what do you call it? When it's part of the computer, you take the old green thing. What do you call it? What? Mother? Seriously, that's a name? The green that you put all kind of thing with it and you melt thing. Motherboard? Wow, I love it even more. Bina, this is unbelievable. I love it. Now I'm really happy about it. So motherboard, why did I even want to mention motherboard? Okay, if something is go wrong, you take it out, you fix it, and then you bring it back to the motherboard and then it works. If you try to fix it on the motherboard, while the electricity is working, it will explode in your face. So the idea is to go to Bina, fix whatever they fix, and then bring it back to Malchut. So now you understand how the system works. So it's not just you do tshuva, and what we study here is not a joke. Most rabbis wouldn't understand it. It's not that Rabbi Azar Bed, they never studied. If they studied, they wouldn't understand it. Then they know why Rosh Hashanah, why Yom Kippur, why Pesach. Because once you understand it, say, oh my God, I'm going to Bina. Every holiday you go to Bina. Every holiday. You go to Bina, you're changing judgment into mercy. That's how powerful it is. So whatever is not working in your life, you know, is judgment. So you bring it back to the mercy, fix it, and bring it back to judgment. So every time that you're getting into a place that you think you did something wrong, let's say you stole $20,000. You stole $20,000. That $20,000 you stole, what is it? It's not the money, it's not the cash, it's not the green paper. It's a concept, it's an energy. It's energy that's supposed to be in A, and now it's in B. So you move energy that's supposed to be in A into B. So what happened? You have the paper, you have the vessel what contain that money. But the money you're not supposed to move into that area, not supposed to express itself in this area. So what do we need to do? We need to bring not the money back. You need to bring the energy too. For that reason, you have to go to places which is not physical, which is bina, and then you change it. Guys, I'm sorry if I blow your mind a little bit, but that's the beginning. It's normally like this. Thank you very much, people at home, and thank you for coming. Thank you.